Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and happy Wednesday. For us, weirdly, like a Friday. Immediately after the show today, heading up to Sonoma to rock out with our socks out.
There's always something different about Sonoma days.
I know. It's just so magic.
It's super fun. There's also a lot packed into it. So for me, I'm always...
It's a work day
last
for
night,
sure, but...
The family's around doing... Oh. Yeah, first of all, I got the missus sick. So she got my cold, so the house is
how
like...
How are you doing? You're
I'm good.
Tail end? Or?
I'm at the tail end.
Okay.
But I'm like, you guys, I got to pack. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to wear for this photo shoot we've got scheduled.
Blue and black. Got to bring a blue shirt and a black shirt.
And I don't even have blue.
I know.
I'm like, I don't know. Blue. I got black. Blue. I may stop on the way up.
I'm trying to think if I have anything that's
and,
blue.
And buy something. Because I really don't. Anyway.
Oh, I do have a blue. I just bought a blue shirt. I have a blue shirt.
Boom.
I must have more than one blue shirt. I'll look. Doesn't matter. I started packing last night.
We just have work photos, everyone.
Yeah, right. We got to have updated photos. I don't know why they don't use the ones back when we were young and cute. Just use those. It's, you know what it is, because people can see us online. That's a real problem for us radio people, you know? We need to update. You can't be using the, you know, your model shots from when you were 29 years old or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy, those days are long gone.
It's fine. I just want to make sure I have the stuff. I don't want to get to the room and then be like, oh, man.
Right.
I'm going to go take photos in this cream-colored T-shirt I wore this morning.
Uh-oh.
Great.
Now you'll be mad. The last thing you want is for Yuzette to be mad at you. She's already stressed out. She's up there. I don't know. I don't even know what she's doing. Why did she get to go up there a day early? That does not seem right.
It doesn't.
It just seems like she's finagled her way into an extra night there.
Well, it's one of those conversations. We even started to have it. I'm like, I drive farther than that every day for this show. She goes, I don't care. And I'm all, oh, all right. Well, I guess that's that.
Well, good for her. She's found a way to work the system.
It's a bummer for you, man.
Yeah.
That must suck.
I just thought, I don't know. You can, yeah, we're meetings. Doing a show. You can, you know, come back here.
Yeah.
No. Okay. My bad.
Well, I'm going to be very, very busy taking meetings, discussing setups for the thing we've had set up every year for the last 5 years.
Whatever. Anyway.
We're just jealous, I guess.
Clearly.
What horrible people we are. Jealous. Yes.
So, yeah, there was a lot going on at my house last night. On top of the getting ready for our photo shoot, my suit arrived via mail.
And
I put it on and I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, no,
nope.
No. Oh, no.
So, you know, I guess the best thing...
Oh, no. What's happening?
No. We have a...
EAS speaker muted.
A little alarm going on.
Oh, I smell like gas or something.
No, you don't.
No, don't say that.
Stop it.
Don't say stuff like that.
You're talking into a microphone, too.
Oh, sorry about that.
Jesus.
When you smell the gas, do you see the smoke too, or no?
This is important, though. I can't just turn it off.
I know. Don't do that. There's an alarm mute. There we go.
Yeah,
it's all set.
There we go.
I don't know what the alarm is, but
sound, though. Do you hear the buzzing sound?
I do. But the alarm's off at least.
That's good.
What is that thing? There's so much equipment in here that's...
Yeah, that's too bad.
That's a question I ask 10 times a day. What is that? What's that for?
I've never used it, so I don't know.
What does it say?
It's a silence monitor.
We should have an engineer on duty at all times,
you
right?
I think we would. I mean, it's a top five market, and you know,
and the number one morning show.
Sure.
I want to power it off, but I don't want to.
Yeah, no, let's just leave it. It's fine.
It's important.
There's worse things.
They'll fix it at 10 a.m.
Yeah, they'll fix it as soon as we're done. We'll be fine.
How about a music? We got a. Oh, I guess the music bed is playing.
But yeah, turn that
it's
up.
Not drowning it out. So. There you go. All right, that's better.
That is better. That's nice.
Anyway, the suit's no good. The good thing about Nordstrom's or Nordy's is you can return anything you get.
Yeah, but the bad thing is you still don't have a suit for your wedding, and it's like 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So what's the plan, well, Stan?
It'll be fine.
I'll tell you what the plan is.
I'm going
to Sonoma today.
Yeah.
And I'm then not going to think about it that. For one more minute.
They can't just... Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Well, that must mean something if the alarm's going off.
I think it does mean something.
Are you calling someone?
No, I'm not.
You should call someone.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, we should really.
Send an intern down the...
Is there like a 911 for radio emergencies?
I'm going to wait until the break and try to figure it out, but maybe I should.
No, I think we need to get on this.
Let's call Dave.
Dave's retired.
Let's call Dave.
Dave's engineer. Is that engineer two of that's retired?
Yeah, Andy retired, 10 years ago it feels like. And then Dave retired. Boy, those guys were all young and spry when we started here. It's amazing what 23 years will do.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Anyway, you're right. It's getting close, but today worrying about it is useless. Like,
yes.
There was no... I just put it on and I went, no, and then I realized...
Can it just be adjusted? It can't be just taken in or let out.
You know what?
As the case may be.
Suits have changed a lot, and this particular suit had a little more, like there's a shoulder pad kind of on it. I'm all, what?
Yeah, that's
the? No.
Normal?
No. It's too much.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Look, you got to be comfortable.
I know.
It's your big day, too.
Right. Well, there's the alarm again, everyone.
Let me just mute the alarm. It's not saying, well, this is silence. Could I press that and have it be silent?
Sure.
Shouldn't we be getting some kind of taped feed or some kind of info behind the alarm?
This isn't. That's not
no,
that.
It's not
that an
kind
of, EAS.
It's an alarm telling us there's something going on
in
the studio.
It looks like a phone call thing. I feel like I can...
Let me screen the calls.
Yeah, do that. Are there any?
No.
Oh, 800, 400...
No, I mean, come on.
I feel like 3, 6, 9, 7. I can hit the reset button.
I don't
know. Yeah, hit them all.
Okay, I didn't. I did it, but I
Bryn
didn't
doesn't
do,
know.
Didn't
hit
do anything.
The button. He doesn't know what it is.
I did hit it. I hit reset, but it didn't do anything.
Oh, it didn't work. Oh, I just hung up on Mike.
What'd he say?
I'll be back.
What did Mike say?
Oh, Mike.
That's... Is he yelling at me? You yelled at me and hung up on Mike?
Yeah, he
no,
told you no.
I said no, don't reset it because I was afraid. You know, we're not
right.
sure what to do.
Don't reset it.
I mean, let me talk to the guy.
Well, let's just run around with our heads cut off. You know, it seems like the answer to everything. Hi, guys.
On top of it being a weird day.
Right, I know. This is happening.
And then this.
I can ignore it.
Whatever.
All right.
Can you, though?
Well, I mean, I'll just keep turning off the alarm. It's
hey, you know what, though? At least Hooman's here, right?
Yay! Hooman's here! Hooman, you were super sick yesterday?
I did, yeah. Every time they give me all the stuff to numb my mouth, it has an effect on me. It just makes me sick the next morning.
How's your back feeling?
It's fine, you know. It's okay. It's, you know, if I don't... I have to just constantly keep moving. I can't sit for too long.
That's are you going to be key. Able to get in the pool tonight?
Yeah, I'll walk around. I can't, like, you know, do a ton. I can't do my backflips and stuff.
Oh. Well, maybe you shouldn't have been doing those to begin with.
You yeah, but I'll be
up
in
that
the
back
pool.
Of yours.
I'm excited.
I don't suppose you watched Big Brother last night?
No, I don't have a TV. How was it?
Oh, I was wondering if you'd ask. I was wondering if anyone would bring that up. It was epic.
Oh.
It's off to a good start. There are some douchebags right off the bat. There's some hotties right off the bat.
Okay,
some geeks
hold on.
Right off the bat.
Who's the hottie?
Who is the hottie? No dudes.
Okay, that's interesting that you say that.
Every one of the they're all freaking out over this guy that kind of looks like Jason Momoa. He's like the super poor man's Jason Momoa. Like the only thing good looking about him is that hair.
You know, he's got it.
He's
been
right.
in the gym. He's got a good body,
sure.
But I think that's so embarrassing to be the guy that goes, I look like Jason Momoa.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm like
Aquaman's new place.
I'm sitting there looking at that going, dude, that's you're humiliating yourself
right.
in front of everybody.
I agree.
That's your move?
Right.
I kind of look like the guy from...
He says it gets him some... You know, dudes will do anything to get laid, Vinny.
I know, but...
If it means saying, yeah, it's true, I do... I mean, I feel like if you look like Jason Momoa, you do everything you can to look like you. I don't know. But I'm a big fan of just being
That's
yourself.
That's what I'm saying. So I felt like that guy... At first, he's like, I love my dog. And I went, you got me.
Yeah.
Then I like you. And then he starts in with the Momoa thing and... Hello.
And he just won't let it go.
Right.
Yeah, the...
So no, he's no good.
Although I did know this guy. We used to live in Florida. Yay. I did radio at Q96 FM in Orlando. And we met this guy who made money. He made a living being an Arnold impersonator. Like, he looked just like him. He could not do the accent, though, for the life of him. Like,
you'd
he tried.
He'd practice, right?
He did practice all the time. He was, you know, beefy, and he would pull up places on his motorcycle and have the whole Terminator look going on. And nicest guy, but was paid to do appearances to roll up on his motorcycle. So I guess if you can make money off of it, sure, let it work for you. But this guy, and then this guy, I guess getting laid is like getting money. I don't know.
Well, it is a good thing for sure. Brynn, you can come around the front.
Hottie.
It's been distracting enough that what you're doing now is useless.
I got this.
Oh, he told you how to fix it? The hottie to me is the female soccer player.
Okay.
Wow. I think she's cute. And I also think the Holly, the, excuse me.
Oh, I see.
The like sommelier ranch chick. I think she's cute too.
The Wyoming
beautiful,
lady.
Beautiful lips. Like the most beautiful lips.
I didn't notice.
Oh, you'll have to look and notice. But it looks like she's got some real treatment done on those.
Really?
Beautiful.
Treatment?
I don't know, like scrubbing or something. They're just so smooth. They don't seem to have any, you know, lips have like kind of wrinkles.
Sure.
And hers are just like, just plump and beautiful.
That's called youth.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And
they're
probably
just, they're gorgeous.
Never having smoked anything.
Yeah. None of this going on.
Right.
Only this.
Yeah, I liked it, and I liked the group that they, surprisingly, I liked the group.
Yeah.
But yes, that guy's a, I'm not into the Momoa guy. And then the mama's boy, I'm all, oh, come on, dude.
Which one is that? The guy with the weird square jaw?
Yeah.
The, like, slightly too small square jaw?
Dude, I literally eat 2 watermelons a day.
Yeah. He's also so full of himself. He's like, you know, people see me, they know I'm a threat. You know, physically, I can just do anything. We're going to have to be going back and forth, winning the head of household challenges, me and Aquaman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's a douche. The two people I like the most, I like the little short dancer guy, the Broadway guy. That dude is so charming.
Oh, big surprise you love him.
I love him. And I love Nicole, the geeky, awkward chick.
You don't love her.
I do. Well, let me put it this way. I loved her little piece where she's like, oh, Dad, hey, thanks for hanging up all my pictures that I've drawn. She's drawing unicorn pictures and stuff. She's weirdo. My kind of person. And but
grown
then
woman, though.
She gets in the house. And she's immediately, like, sucking up to the good-looking guy. And I didn't like that as much. Like, I need to have a strong guy on my side.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah. I don't know why. Okay.
Yeah. But
I mean,
adorable.
I understand. She's got a little underdog thing going there.
Those are my favorites. We'll see how they do.
I don't.
It depends if she plays or not. That's what it comes down to is I wind up liking people on Big Brother based on how they play the game. You know, if they're thinkers.
What's your boy's name?
Dummies.
The dancer?
Tommy, maybe?
He went right for Aquaman's lap. Did you see that?
I did.
I was like, oh, boy.
Well, as soon as he saw him, he was like, oh, my God, I'm in love. And Aquaman was giving him a hug and holding him on his... Well, he's so tiny.
There's nothing wrong with getting love from either sex
until
it comes to getting the pants off. And then you go, okay.
Yeah. Listen, I'll snuggle with you, but I'm not going to bone you.
That's not.
You know. Oh, I do. I'm with you. I really like the cast. I like the house. I think it looks really cute.
I had to walk out, though, when things got serious. So I don't know what happened after all the introductions. She said, gather up. There's going to be this election. And then I left.
I think Bryn fixed it. Bryn, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
What'd he do?
Oh, he turned it off.
He woke
he pulled
Mike
the plug.
Smith.
It was a B flat or a B between the two of them.
Oh, interesting.
I was looking for that.
He checked the tuning on the...
He's that guy.
All right.
He likes to know what notes things are. In the morning when I yawn, I go... And he was apparently for days, he was like taping it and seeing what notes to see if I would hit, if I hit the same notes every time. It turns out I don't.
Oh.
It's always like an arpeggio or whatever that's called, but or I think arpeggio goes up and down. Whatever it wasn't the same every day. It was whatever random note my throat hit.
As I know arpeggio, they're just notes in a chord.
Oh. So I thought it was like like you had to go from the bottom to the top, back to the bottom.
That's, I don't know what that is, but arpeggio is the notes in a chord.
Okay. So well, then that was it.
Right.
Oh, God. It's going to be a long day.
Yes,
but a
it
good
is.
Day. We can't wait to meet you up in Sonoma. And listen, even if you don't have tickets for the secret show, even if you don't have tickets for the pool party, we're doing a live broadcast tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m.
Free.
Walk in. No age limit. You don't need a ticket for it. You're in the, if you're in the Sonoma area, hell, if you're in the sound of, within the sound of my voice, come to Sonoma tomorrow.
Come on in. And if anyone tries to charge you, say, who are you?
Yeah.
Because it's free.
Yep. Walk in, grab breakfast. Fairmont is, they are just, they put out a spread. So it's going to be delicious. And I think there's drinks that you can get if you're of age in the morning. Don't they serve the
And you're not
going?
Working.
Yeah. Who's going to work? Come on, stop it. It's a Thursday, for God's sake. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.